Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsanawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ellen Green lives in Woodruff, Wisconsin, and her preaching today is entitled, Search for Truth.
A reading from the Good News according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, "Do not be called rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, renowned theologian and one of our most revered Dominican brothers. He was, by all standards, one of the most commanding church leaders in the 13th century, as well as one of the greatest spiritual masters of all times. The author G.K. Chesterton called him one of the great liberators of the human intellect. Chesterton describes Aquinas' entrance into the order of preachers in this way, and I quote, "Insofar as we may follow rather dim and disputed events, it would seem that the young Thomas Aquinas walked into his father's castle one day and calmly announced that he had become one of the begging friars of the new order founded by Dominic the Spaniard, much as the eldest son of the squire might go home and airily inform the family that he had married a gypsy. Aquinas was without doubt brilliant. At the same time, he was humble. He knew deeply the truth of which Jesus speaks in today's gospel, that the greatest among you must be your servant." One of the most striking stories about Aquinas that illustrates this humility is seen in a mystical experience he had toward the end of his life. It was the Feast of St. Nicholas, December 6, 1273, when something happened, apparently while he was celebrating Mass. No one knows for certain the nature of the experience, but it must have been profound. Later he said with strong conviction, "I can write no more. All that I have written seems to me like straw compared to what has now been revealed to me." From December 6th onward, Thomas could not return to the Summa or the commentaries on Aristotle, even at a slower pace. He could neither teach nor write. All he could do was pray and go through the physical motions of life. He died March 7, 1274, and was canonized and named Doctor of the Church. We live in a world where the intellectual and the spiritual are often at odds with one another. The many challenges in the life of Thomas Aquinas led him to extraordinary holiness and wholeness. Through his search for truth, he opened up new vistas for doing justice. His life experiences reveal a spiritual path that is more meaningful today than it ever was. What a superb example of practicing what he preached. In the brilliance of his preaching and his ministry, Thomas Aquinas knew that it wasn't about him. It was about the good news of Jesus Christ, Savior of all humankind. By refusing all pomp and fame, he remained close to the true message of the gospel. He was indeed great in his life of servanthood. He knew profoundly the truth we hear in today's gospel. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted. May we trust in his intercession for us as we learn to serve as Jesus did.